Well, tomorrow you're probably going to get together with family and friends and enjoy a nice Thanksgiving. And if you're like most of us, you will be enjoying a whole lot of food. Whether you're doing the hosting or visiting someone else's house, odds are you'll be creating some spectacular dish tomorrow, if not the turkey itself, and you'll be sitting down with family and friends to enjoy a pile of food options. And as always, we usually have some leftovers there, too. I recall growing up, we always used to go to my grandmother's house, and my grandparents used to put on a giant spread, sometimes more than one turkey, to feed everyone that was there. With all of the trimmings, we had about a half a dozen pies for dessert and all kinds of wonderful things all over the table. But so much food, we would eat our regular Thanksgiving meal probably around the noon to 1 o'clock time. But then after we got done with that, required Thanksgiving Day nap, then we would probably wander back out, usually probably between 5 and 6 o'clock, and that was the time for leftovers, which meant Thanksgiving turkey sandwiches and things like that. We have a lot of food on the table typically about Thanksgiving time, and this year it's said that this probably Thanksgiving meal probably cost you more than it ever has as well due to a lot of economic and supply chain issues. So, you know, you want to be cost conscious as well. We want to go all out on those meals, but we also want to get the most out of our money that we can. So what do you do with the leftovers? What are some tips for the leftovers? Well, the folks at goodlifeeats.com have plenty of opportunity to share with us some ideas about what to do with some of those. They suggest that, when it comes to Thanksgiving leftovers, there are a lot of ways we can handle those. We don't have to eat all of it by ourselves over the next several days. You can send some Thanksgiving leftovers home with your family and friends, of course, after the party is finished. You can host a Thanksgiving leftovers party and maybe invite neighbors and friends to bring their leftovers for everyone to share, a leftover potluck. You might find some interesting new recipes that way, too. You can always freeze what you can't eat and eat it later. Maybe create a new recipe using leftover turkey to try something different. And in some cases, donate your Thanksgiving leftovers or unused ingredients as well. Sometimes some food pantries will take your Thanksgiving leftovers. You want to check those places before you do that. Give them a call. Ask them if they only accept canned and packaged items or if they're willing to accept some of the leftovers. Homeless shelters, other nonprofit charities might also accept donations of that kind. It's best to call ahead. And also, if you do have some of those ingredients that you haven't used up or maybe haven't used at all during the Thanksgiving period, maybe you want to go ahead and donate some of those as well. During the holiday season, a lot of folks will do that, donating to food banks at that time anyway. And if you have leftover ingredients like canned pumpkin or yams, canned green beans, things that you didn't use for your meal but don't need to keep in your pantry, the local food pantry might be a place for that too. Now, if you do have Thanksgiving leftovers, the big always discussion is, how long is it safe to eat those leftovers? How many times have we found leftovers from different events in the back of the refrigerator, and we wonder how long they've been there? Well, first of all, when it comes to Thanksgiving leftovers, it depends on a couple of things to start with. What the item is, did it sit out at room temperature for longer than 2 hours before it's stored, and was it stored properly? All right, you should always put the items that have been cooked away within 2 hours after finished cooking. Not after finished eating, but finished cooking. Now, here's a Thanksgiving leftover storage guide for you. When it comes to that leftover turkey, they suggest that it can be usually consumed and kept refrigerated for 3 to 4 days after Thanksgiving and 2 to 4 months if it's been frozen. If you have that leftover ham, they suggest 3 to 4 days refrigerated and 2 to 4 months frozen. Leftover mashed potatoes will be good 3 to 5 days refrigerated and 4 to 6 months frozen. Leftover stuffing, 3 to 5 days refrigerated and 2 to 4 months frozen. Those leftover sweet potatoes are usually good 3 to 5 days refrigerated and 2 to 4 months if they're frozen. The leftover green beans are usually good for 3 to 5 days if they're refrigerated and 2 to 4 months if they're frozen. Leftover cranberry sauce, typically good 7 to 10 days refrigerated and 2 to 4 months if it's frozen. Now, some items may actually last longer in the freezer than the times that we mentioned, but those are optimal storage lengths so that the food still tastes fresh and hasn't dried out quite so much. Now, when should you throw out those Thanksgiving leftovers? Well, we've kind of outlined some of that for you, but in general, most of your Thanksgiving leftovers will be perfectly safe for around 3 to 5 days when they're stored in the refrigerator, maybe some a little longer. You want to throw away any Thanksgiving leftovers after around the 7-day mark, though, or any time before that item if it starts to smell funny or bad or have discolored, or if it's sat out longer than 2 hours at room temperature. Leftovers that have been sitting out longer than 2 hours at room temperature are much more at risk for bacterial growth, which could then lead to food poisoning. So how do you tell if your turkey has gone bad, if it's been in the fridge for more than the actual time they suggest? Well, turkey spoilage, signs of that can include discoloration or dull or off appearance, texture changes, like maybe it starts to feel slimy. Of course, it smells bad. Your sense of smell usually is a pretty good indicator if the turkey is spoiled or not. Spoiled and bad-smelling turkey will often trigger that gag reflex, so that's a sign it's time for the turkey to go. Don't taste the turkey first to decide if it's gone bad. If your turkey has indeed spoiled, you could end up getting sick from eating spoiled turkey. So when in doubt, they suggest you throw it out. Now, if you're planning on freezing turkey, there are some tips there, too. If you're unable to consume those leftovers within 3 to 4 days, you'll need to freeze it for later use so it doesn't go to waste. So you want to package it within a timely manner. From the time you remove it from the oven, you have around 2 hours to serve and refrigerate or freeze the leftover turkey before multiplying bacteria becomes a concern. Quart-sized freezer-quality Ziploc bags helping to package that leftover turkey work. Just remove all the air from your bags. That's what causes freezer burn. No one wants that. Label and date the packages and include the amount of meat contained in the bags, so that's for easy recipe reference later. Now, how long does leftover frozen turkey last? Well, when you store your leftover turkey in the freezer, it'll stay good for a long time as long as the freezer is kept at optimal temperatures and there are no power outages that would cause the turkey to thaw or to partially thaw. For best results, you'll want to use any leftover frozen turkey within 2 to 4 months for best quality. After that, the flavor can degrade, it can become freezer burned, or just dry out. Now, if you have leftover ham after the holidays, cooked ham freezes well. If you have leftover ham after your meal, slice it up and wrap it in aluminum foil. Store the foil-wrapped ham packets in a freezer bag and freeze. Make sure you remove as much air as possible from the bag. The reason to wrap them in foil first is because it makes it easy to take out a little at a time to thaw for sandwiches, soups, and other recipes, but you can also freeze it without the foil as long as you use airtight bags or containers. Also, to avoid waste on Thanksgiving, don't take more than you really need and start with smaller portions. You can always go back for seconds if you're still hungry. Package those leftovers properly. Create new recipes out of leftovers if you're tired of eating Thanksgiving food. And freeze what you can't eat within the allotted safe-to-eat Thanksgiving leftovers period so you can enjoy some of those. And be mindful of your eating on Thanksgiving. Rather than filling your plate with a full portion on every dish on the table, start off by taking a small helping of the dishes that you'd like to eat, and if you're still hungry or have room for a little bit more, that favorite side dish, go ahead, go back for seconds. Plates that are filled more than they should be often result in uneaten food that's later just thrown away, thrown down the garbage disposal, and let's face it, that's just wasteful, okay? And if you've got those Thanksgiving leftovers, there are lots of different recipes out there for different types of sandwiches and casseroles, different types of turkey salads as well. There are so many different ways to prepare that leftover turkey. There are lots of recipes out there. You probably have some sitting at home as well. That'd be a good time to be able to check those out too. Some turkey tetrazzini, some maybe turkey pot pie, some soups. There are all kinds of different ways to be able to prepare those Thanksgiving leftovers if you haven't done that already. So if turkey sandwiches just get old after a day or two, you can always find another way to enjoy that as well. But turkey and ham, leftover after the holidays, make sure it's packaged and done properly so that you have a chance to enjoy it later and don't just have to toss that away. We hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving, and of course, we hope you enjoy those leftovers as well.